In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning. I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A former prominent Upper Hunter pub licensee has failed to have his bail conditions changed so he can return to work at the venue. Dave Clark reports.
37-year-old John William Allen, also known as Jack, was arrested on May 11 this year and charged with a raft of drug possession and supply charges. He's reappeared in Muswellbrook Local Court, where he's pleaded guilty to allowing cocaine to be sold at the Thoroughbred Hotel in Scone for a six-month period. But Allen denies a series of drug possession and supply charges. His lawyer asked the court if his bail conditions could be adjusted so he can return to working at the pub. The court was told although Allen is no longer the licensee of the Thoroughbred Hotel, he is still a part owner. The lawyer said a lack of staff, including chefs, meant his client was needed to manage, rehire and work in the pub, including doing the cooking. Magistrate Roger Prowse rejected the application but did remove the condition that he must not go within 50 metres of the pub. In the Hunter Valley Newsroom, I'm Dave Clark.
Environmental groups are this morning welcoming news of a deferral of a decision on the expansion of the Mount Pleasant coal mine following the discovery of a new species of legless lizard on the site. Mac Energy advised the state government of the finding recently, confirmed by the Australian Museum. The Independent Planning Commission was due to make a decision on the expansion application by close of business today. This has now been abandoned to allow a fresh 7 days of public submissions on the discovery. Nick Clyde from Lock the Gate says the commission needs to allow a full investigation to be conducted before deciding on the fate of this mine.
It would seem to us to be an enormous mistake to approve a mine having only just learnt very, very recently that this new species is living there. The other thing, Darren, is that the government has advised the Planning Commission that it's very likely that this species will be listed as a threatened species at both the federal and state level.
Further questions this morning for Merriwar residents over a development application for a private helipad in the town. The McFadden family from Sydney is asking Upper Hunter Shire Council to allow them to land helicopters on one of their two adjoining blocks of land in the town. A decision was deferred at a recent council meeting after the McFaddens agreed to a suggestion that they conduct further community consultation on the DA. Nearby resident Fiona Whiteman says council still has work to do before they make a decision.
We would like to know if council has conducted a risk and hazard assessment, because according to the CASA guidelines, an alternate landing site must be nominated in the event of inclement weather. Has council included this in their risk and hazard assessment? Has council considered the impact of the requirements of the EPA for noise and rotor wash, as well as the impact of having regular helicopter flights in and out of the township on emergency services in the event of an accident?
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
Aberdeen captain coach Matt Hay has pulled the pin on leading the Tigers for the Group 21 season in 2023. Hay, who recently became a dad again, has told the Hunter Valley Newsroom he wants to place more focus on his own game after holding the dual role this season. The club is now seeking expressions of interest for a new coach or captain coach in 2023. The Tigers finished in fifth position and failed to make the finals. Their under-18s are through to the grand final, while their reserve grade team will play Merriwar this Sunday for a place in the decider. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.
2NM Weather. Brought to you